Blog Talk Radio.
Periscope is the fastest growing social media platform of the year. Yet, while there are 15 million users, less than 10% are actively scoping. In the next 30 minutes, we will help you learn how to take the Periscope stage with confidence. Stick around, and Carissa Carlson will teach you to broadcast with success and shine on your scope. Will you join us? Hello, everyone. Good morning. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Amy Zellmer, and I am a creative business coach and the founder of mycreativebizcoach.com. My goal is to help inspire you to grow your business and make more money doing what you love. If you haven't already done so, you will want to be sure to visit my website and sign up for my free 7-day marketing makeover challenge. If you need help attracting more paying clients and keeping your sales funnel full, this 7-day challenge will help you amp up your marketing and do just that. Get in on the challenge at mycreativebizcoach.com/7-day, and that is the number 7 and day. During today's live show, be sure to tweet any questions that you may have and during the live show. And you can follow me on Twitter at Amy Zellmer, and we will try to get to your questions during the live show. So today's guest is Carissa Carlson, and Carissa has a master's in art education and owns Immerse Photography. She left her full-time elementary art position to teach photography workshops and photograph her clients full-time. She is known for her social media savvy and drawing from her 10 years of classroom experience, her ability to take a technical subject and make it accessible to everyone. So welcome to the show, Carissa. So glad to have you here.
Hi, Amy. So happy to be here.
Thanks for joining me today. So I think the first thing we should do is have you kind of give everyone a little bit of background about who you are and what you do and how you got into Periscope.
Absolutely. So I taught in the classroom, as you said, for 10 years. And when I started my photography business, it actually exploded so much faster than I ever anticipated. And so, you know, I've been learning a lot of business strategies on the fly, and I've hired business coaches to help me along the way. And I think that's something as creative entrepreneurs, we oftentimes we can think we can do things by ourselves. And so when I got myself aligned with a couple amazing coaches and Periscope rolled out last winter, they were like, you need to be on Periscope. And I was like, what is this Periscope thing? And they were like, oh, it's this live streaming video platform. And they were telling me about it. And I was like, and Amy, I don't know if you thought this about live streaming, but I was like, that's dumb. Nobody's going to watch that. But with having the teaching background and, you know, being used to managing kids and talking and demonstrating at the same time, I was like, all right, well, you know, I'll give it a whirl. And so I got on Periscope. I did my first broadcast, and I was hooked because not only do you get to, you know, teach and share your passion with other people, but they're talking to you, you're engaging, you're interacting. It's an amazing way. You know, I love other social media platforms because you can communicate and talk to people across the country and around the world. But on Periscope, you get that live feedback, and it is absolutely amazing. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, you know, I hopped on Periscope quite a while ago, probably when it first rolled out. I got on Periscope, and it is. It's really cool. You know, potential clients really want to get to know you. And I think
yes.
that live streaming is a really good way, you know, and there's a sense of urgency. They have to tune in to watch you right then and there.
Yes.
And, you know, the replay link is up for 24 hours, but there is just that sense of urgency. When you get your notification on the phone that says, you know, Carissa Carlson
yes.
is now live, it's like, oh, yay, I'm gonna tune in and see what's going on.
Well, and then I don't know if you've done this too, where you get somebody's notification, but you don't see it until after, and then you go to watch and it's the replay, and you're like, daggone it, I'm not live. There's, like, nothing worse than missing it. Oh, I love it.
Right. So how have you been using Periscope to impact your business? How are you integrating it into your business and actually getting, what are you doing?
Yeah, so right now, so here's what I'm seeing, Amy. I think one of the things that is important to remember, and this is something that I know a lot of my, you know, creative entrepreneurs are getting really hung up on. They're like, well, my clients aren't on Periscope yet. So, you know, why is this important? Why do I need to be here? And so here's the thing that I tell everyone. For me, as, you know, a coach and as, you know, someone who teaches workshops to other photographers, you know, I think it's a really important platform for us to be on because we are reaching other photographers. Because right now, what I'm seeing, the people I'm seeing on Periscope are what I call treks and togs. We have our entrepreneurs and our photographers. And that is basically the primary person right now that I'm seeing on Periscope. And so for me, it's perfect because I'm meeting photographers who are eager to learn, who are wanting that community, and that is my ideal client. But for those people who aren't actively teaching, a lot of times they're like, well, what's the value in Periscope? Like, why, if my clients aren't there yet, why do I need to be on there? And here's the thing to remember. Right now, Periscope is in its infancy stages. It is like, it's in its first year. It is still a baby in terms of the social media platform. So everyone who hops on now is basically an early adopter. So here's what that means. You know, if you go to a party, and I think it was Kim Garst that uses this example, and she's wonderful, but she used this example, and she said, if you go to a party and there's someone you really want to talk to, but you know that there's also a lot of people who want to talk to them, you're going to have to fight for their time. So are you going to show up an hour into the party, or are you going to be one of the first people there? Chances are you're going to be one of the first people there because you're going to get that one-on-one time with that person that you want, but you're also going to get to network and meet other people. And that's one of the beautiful things about Periscope is right now, by being an early adopter, you're getting to meet amazing other entrepreneurs, but you're also, and I think this is the key thing, Amy, the other thing that you're getting to do is you're getting to establish your roots. You're getting to try out Periscope. You're getting to make your mistakes. You're getting to figure out how to broadcast and manage the hearts and manage the comments while it's your peers watching, not your clients. So right now, you're starting small and you're practicing and making all your mistakes before your clients get on. Because right now, our clients are slowly coming onto Periscope. But in a year, when they're all there, people, you don't want to be practicing and making your mistakes then. You want to be professional by the time they jump on board. So being an early adopter, I think, is one of the best things that you can do for your business.
Yeah, you know, I just look at Facebook, and I've been on Facebook, I don't know, I think it told me the other day, since like 2007. And I remember when I first got on Facebook, there was hardly anybody other than like other photographers on Facebook.
Yes.
Yes. But slowly but surely, my clients slowly but surely started getting onto Facebook. And I mean, now everybody's on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
yeah, to the point where the teenagers are leaving it.
Who doesn't have an account.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, you know, I mean, I kind of look at it that way, like, you know, and I think I hear all the time from entrepreneurs that they just don't have enough time for all the social media.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, this is essentially free marketing for us.
Yes.
And
yes,
you need to make the time to do your marketing. And that's what you need to look at social media as. It's marketing. It's PR.
Yes.
Yeah. So why don't you give me your thoughts on that?
Oh, absolutely. I personally see such tremendous value in Periscope. And this is even going to be, I'm going to back up for a second. You said a lot of people say, I don't have time for the social media stuff. I don't have time for all these new platforms. And I totally agree with that. However, you see a return on your investment. If you are investing in marketing, you are going to see that like tenfold and when terms comes back to you in business. So, you know, investing in Facebook ads, investing in learning new materials, investing in all these social platforms, yes, it can be time-consuming, but it matters. So here's what I tell photographers or any creative entrepreneur, because I know that you work with a lot of creatives as well. What I tell them is you need to be the two main places I want to see you is on Facebook, because everyone is on Facebook, and the power of Facebook ads, if you are leveraging them the right way, that's a whole other topic. But the power of Facebook ads is absolutely amazing. So you need to be on Facebook. You need to be on Instagram because, you know, as creatives, we have visual content to share. When people get on Instagram, they are looking for photo and video content. So if that's what you have to offer and that's what you're good at, that's where you need to be. But then the third element, I tell people, and Amy, I don't know how you feel about this, but I tell people pick one bonus. social media platform. So maybe it's Snapchat, maybe it's Periscope, maybe it's Twitter, maybe it's Pinterest. But pick one bonus one and pour your energy into those three social media platforms and get amazing at those, and then branch out. Then branch out beyond that, because once you establish yourself in those three social media platforms, you figure out time-saving techniques, you learn how to, you know, cross-promote, and you can really do powerful things. And then once you have those rooted, then you can grow from there. And I think with Periscope especially, you know, right now, as we've been talking about in a lot of our Facebook groups, Amy, you know, Facebook is rolling out live streaming video. And very soon, do you have it on your page yet? I don't have it on my page yet. I have it on my personal, but not on my business page. You do?
Not on my business page. It's only on the personal page.
Okay.
So.
I was about to get very jealous there for a second.
No.
Think, you know, being on Periscope, I think, is great practice for being on Facebook Live, because, you know, right now we can do it on our personal pages, but very soon it's going to be coming to the business pages. And so,
yes,
you know, right now the Facebook algorithm is giving a major prop to video content. So we need to be leveraging that right now. So honestly, Amy, I don't think people have an excuse not to have time for live streaming video, whether it's Periscope or Facebook. Like, you need to be learning how to do this, because I think it's the future of marketing. I'm going to make a big prediction there, but that's kind of what I'm seeing.
I really agree, and I know our local news channel, this was actually on Facebook live stream, not on Periscope, but the meteorologist, he went live. He did live streaming on Facebook, and
Awesome.
He was kind of behind the scenes before they went live for their segment in 3 minutes. So they were kind of giving a little behind-the-scenes look at the you know, how they have the green screen that they have the weather predictions on. And it was really cool.
Fun.
And I'm like, see, this is how you need to leverage Periscope
yes.
or Facebook Livestream. And the thing
yes.
I like about Facebook Livestream is it pops up in everybody's notifications. You know, it'll say
yes.
Chris Carlson is streaming live. And, I mean, the same
yes.
is true with Periscope, too, but I think more people have Facebook pulled up, like, all
yes.
day long at their desk.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, Facebook is up there all the time.
I really think this live streaming is a really big marketing trend that we're really going to see. You know, I was really impressed to see our news station doing it with the meteorologist.
Yeah.
And, I mean,
yeah.
that's huge. I mean, I haven't seen Oprah doing it yet, but maybe she is. I don't know if you've seen her doing it. But you know what?
I have not.
I know Ellen does. Ellen Periscope
yeah.
behind the scenes. And,
yes.
I mean,
and
I
people
can't
love
imagine
that reel.
How many followers she has.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they love
yeah,
that
reel.
They love the human. Yes. And you feel like you're hanging out with them because you're, like, seeing things that, like, ooh, I'm backstage right now. Ooh, I'm seeing how this all comes together. Ooh, I'm seeing the backdrop. Ooh, you know, and you're seeing, you feel like you're privy to something, like, kind of private, like an insider. You know, people love that. Amy, the Periscopes where I have impromptu gotten on, cried about something because, you know, my followers did something absolutely amazing. I got on to say thank you, and then I ended up crying. Those are the ones that people love the most. Like, if I look at those,
yes.
those are the ones that people respond to because they're real. They're human. And, you know, when
and
we look at it, and this is totally, we're totally on a tangent.
Well,
I love this.
That's what I was just going to bring up next is, you know, with content, what do
yes.
you recommend? I mean, I personally prefer tuning in to somebody who's really just flying off the hip, you know, opposed to
yeah.
somebody who has a scripted, like they're trying to teach you or something. Those
yes.
ones I just tune out right away. I'm like, no. I like the real, raw, behind the scenes kind of thing. And it sounds like you're kind of on the same page with that too.
Yeah, yeah. When I get on, so I broadcast on Periscope almost every weekday. I go live. And a lot of times I have a mini workshop that I lead my photographers through. And so I'll hop on and I'll be talking about, like, the key point of the day. So, for example, right now we're talking about how to build a photography portfolio. And on Monday, I'm going to start the live Periscopes that coincide with that. So I'll get on, and I'll have, like, three main bullet points. But then my followers know, like, we're going to talk about those three things, but then we're going to dance all around them and talk about everything around it. Because you know, it, Periscope is very much like a conversation. Like when you're on Facebook and you make a post or you're on Instagram, like it is a one-way street. You are putting something out there, and yeah, you'll get that engagement in terms of the comments, but it's not a conversation per se. Whereas with, you know, Periscope, or even right now as people are, you know, tweeting in questions, you know, we're talking and those questions are rolling in, and the same thing happens on Periscope. So it becomes this conversation and this dialogue, and I think that's what people really respond to. You know, I know sometimes we do the photography power hour. We do that once a week, and it's such a, we have 10 minutes to talk, and you have to get through your content, and you don't necessarily answer all the questions, and it feels very different. It feels very performance-based, rather than conversation-based. And I think that's what people are craving, because everything we see on social media, Amy, I mean, you and I know this, it's perfectly curated. We see everyone's highlight reel. We don't see the bumps. We don't see the scabs.
Yeah.
We don't see the blemishes. We don't see the bad hair days. We see perfection, and I think that does a number on our self-esteem. So I think that's what people are craving, is that realness. So a balance of content and human.
You know, I have to say, a lot of times I hop on Periscope or Facebook live stream, and it's very impromptu. Like, I'm like, oh, I should talk about this. And so I do it. And sometimes I have my hair in a ponytail and no makeup on, and I don't care. You know, it's not, that's what people want to see. They want to see the real you, the authentic you. And, you know, I usually hop on, and, you know, it's kind of funny because I'll be like, oh, it'll just be like 30 seconds. And then, you know, 3 minutes later,
story
I'm still on there.
Story of my life. You guys, this is a fast build, like 2 minutes, 20 minutes later.
But I think my most successful scope to date was when I was designing my book cover, and I pulled them up onto my screen. I had them side by side, the update that goes with it, the title, that's what I'm looking for. The title said something like, help me pick my book cover. And
I
live streamed for like 25 minutes because people kept logging in and commenting and offering input. I mean, every time I would go to log off, someone else would come on and be like, oh, I like this one. And it was really, really cool. It was probably the most interactive one I've ever done. And it wasn't even on my screen the whole time.
Yeah, and you know what? That's so funny. I had a very similar experience. People love to give you their input, and especially when you have such a strong, like I have, so I have immersed photography, and then my social media voice is Sparkle Society. And so my photographers know that we call them my Sparkles. And so they love, like I have a very loyal tribe, and they love to get feedback and be part of it. And so my top five most interactive Periscopes that I ever did was a very similar thing. I was writing a Facebook ad, and I wanted to be very cheeky and funny about it, and I wanted to, you know, make it not intimidating. So I got on, and we were actually talking about Periscope, and I said, all right, you guys, I need feedback. You know, I want to know. Most people compare getting on live video. Live video is worse than what? I was like, I'm trying to make this funny ad. What do you guys think? Fill in the blank. And I just asked people to tell me, like, live video is worse than what? And Amy, I was expecting people to be like, oh, going to the doctor, going to the dentist. Oh, no. Oh, no. The feedback I got was hysterical. And it was the same thing. It turned into like a 20-minute broadcast of us just laughing and saying the most absurd, obscene things. It was hilarious, but they loved it because it was a conversation. And I think that's what we need to come back to and remember, is this live video is not just a performance, it's a conversation. And I think that's what's real about it, and that's what people love.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I would say, you know, when you are going live, you need to come up with, like, the title of your post, of what you're talking about. And
right.
on Periscope, you know, using hashtags is important. I think the title is really important to get people to actually click the Watch Now button. So do you want to kind of elaborate a little bit on that and how you feel about the title?
Absolutely. I think that's a fabulous point. I know for any of us that send email campaigns, it's very much the same thing. Like, how do we get people to be excited about this?
Yeah, the call to action,
like,
to open it.
yes. What's going to entice you? And I think this is something we have to remember the user experience, you know? Like, I tell my girls all the time, like, you can design this beautiful website that you love, but if your clients don't love it, it doesn't matter. Like, you have to remember, you are appealing to them, not necessarily to you. You're a part of it, But you have to appeal to
right.
them. So, you know, the thing with Periscope, when it first came out, it was very much like, or similar to Snapchat, where it was like, watch me do this, check out what I'm doing. And almost like a Facebook status update, you know, watch me do what I'm doing. But then there comes this moment where you have to remember, like, okay, you can watch me walk my dog, or you can watch me do a photo shoot, but you really should be walking your own dog, or you really should be doing your own photo shoot. So I think the thing to remember is, and this is, and I mean, feel free to chime in here, but when I see a, you know, a Periscope notification, it was like, hey, just hanging out, come watch me edit, or hey, just want to say hi, or come hang out with me. Like, to me, I look at that, and I'm like, well, I might adore you. However, I have a really long to-do list that's sitting right next to me, and I've got to make the wisest choice for my time. Do I just hang out with you and watch you work, or do I do my own work? And I think that's something for us to remember. Remember what your clients are. So when you're creating a title, make it very obvious what you are talking about. So for me, when I get on and I do, you know, I'm even looking at a couple of my past Periscope titles I've done the past couple of days, like the art of co-creating with your clients. You know what you're getting there. We're talking about, you know, obviously a hard-hitting photo topic. The one prior to that, did you get your gift from me this morning? Free workshop. You know, it's very obvious what they are getting and what they're expecting. Now, on the other hand, if I'm just getting on to do one of those hangout ones, because let's be honest, sometimes those are just fun, I will say from the get-go, like, fun scope, come chill out. And the moment I go live, I will tell my replay viewers, hey, there is zero educational content to this. This is just fun. So if you are looking for heavy-hitting content, get back to work. If you want to hang out, go ahead and stick around. That way people know that you're valuing their time.
Yep.
I think that's one of the most important things. Like, you value their time.
Absolutely. It's fun to just sometimes just hang out. And like I said, that day I was on there for like 20, 25 minutes. Because people mm-hmm. just kept interacting with me, and it's really
yeah.
fun. And I think when you get people engaged and interact, they're not already following you, they're going to click the follow button,
yeah.
and then, you know, you just keep getting in front of them. And so, yeah. And then let's talk about the hearts, getting hearts on Periscope, because that's fun.
Oh,
the
hearts. Yes, yes, yes. Hearts are so much fun. So there is nothing more encouraging. So I think we need to think about this from two different perspectives, because I know there's somebody listening to this broadcast right now that is sitting there like considering, like, do I get on Periscope? Do I try it? And there's kind of two sides. There's the broadcaster side and there's the audience side. And both are equally important. It's like a dance that you have to do together. And, you know, when you're a broadcaster, you have to be very clear with your call to actions. If you're not familiar with what a call to action is, you just basically have to remember that people can't read your mind. We'd love it if they could, but they can't. You need to tell them what you want them to do. So if you want them to share, you need to ask them, like, hey, if you think your friends
yep.
would find this valuable, would you share this for me? And Amy, here's a funny little thing. So this is a new development in the past couple of days. My audience clued me in, and it's hilarious. So when you're on Periscope, there's that little dude in the corner. You know what I'm talking about when you go to share, that little dude in the corner? And when I ask people to share, I always point to him and I say, yeah, tap the little dude to share. But what I didn't realize I do, Amy, every single time is I say this. I'm like, point to the little dude, do, 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 swipe and share. And I make this stupid little do, do, do noise every single time. But you know what? Now my audience like clued me into this a couple of days ago, and now it's like this inside joke with all of us. And so the moment I point to the little dude, my comments fly, and it's like, do-do-do, because it's this little joke. But it's because they know that that's what I want them to do. And it's the same thing, coming back to the hearts, it's the same thing with the hearts. If you want people to give you hearts, ask for them. And I tell people all the time, you guys, when we're live and broadcasting, you know, we sometimes seem very confident, but when we don't see hearts, we think that people aren't enjoying what we're saying, so it makes us change topics. So if you want to encourage us, or if you want to hear more about a topic, just tap on the
right.
screen to show
right.
hearts, because that clues me in, like, oh, I need to dig into this more because they're enjoying it. And, you know, as we all know, even though Periscope is newer, it's starting to come out with that algorithm. And, you know, the more hearts you have, that's equivalent to a like or a comment on Facebook or Instagram, where when Periscope sees all those hearts flying, or they see, you know, oh, this broadcaster has 500,000 hearts, see that, and they're like, oh, this is valuable content. We're going to show this to more people. So it's kind of like a give and take. As a broadcaster, you have to make sure that you're giving that good content, even if it's fun and hanging out, But as an audience member, if you want to show love to the person or the people that you love to follow, give them, tap on that screen to show hearts, because not only is it encouraging for them, but it helps them, you know, helps them spread the word. And that's a really, really important thing to remember, that we're always co-creating. We're always doing this together.
Yeah, and I think when somebody new comes on, maybe they've never seen you before, or maybe they're just tuning in late, and they see all those hearts blowing up the screen, it makes them want to stick around because they're seeing those hearts. Oh, people are enjoying this. This must be pretty cool. I'll tune in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I know when I see, if I get on a broadcast and I don't know the person and there's not many people and there's not many hearts, I'll stick around for maybe 10 seconds and then I'm out. So you have to remember
right.
that too, like as
exactly.
a broadcaster, like you have to make sure that you are proving your worth, because people's time is valuable.
Yep. Yep, I agree. So, Carissa, we are almost out of time. We have a few minutes left. Is there anything that we didn't touch on that you wanted to make sure we covered about Periscope?
Yeah, I would love to address, I think, the confidence behind Periscope, I think, Amy. I know a lot of people listening to this, a lot of people who watch Periscope, they sit back and they think, like, wow, I love Periscope and I love learning, but like I don't know what I would say. I don't have anything valuable to give. And there's this huge like insecurity that happens. And I think the thing that I want people to remember is that you have such a unique gift. Like you have a talent, and as photographers, you know, I get on and I teach business strategy, but you know, I have friends of mine who are amazing at editing and they could get on and show people how to edit, or I have other photographer friends who are like a beast at highlighting and contouring. Amy, I don't know how to do that. I don't know if you know how to do that with makeup, but I don't know how to do that. You know, things like that, because that translates to our photography business. So, you know, look at your skill set and look at your gifts and think about what you have to share, because if it's the fear of not knowing what you would say, or the fear of no one's going to watch, you know, here's the thing that I tell my girls. Fear and faith both require you to believe in something that you cannot see. So you have to make the decision. If you're thinking about hitting that broadcast button but you're afraid to do it, I think you have to decide, am I going to let fear hold me back, or am I going to have the faith that I've got something to offer and that this journey is going to start and it is going to go well? And I think you just have to decide, is it fear or is it faith that's going to allow you to make your decision? And I think once you can get past that little bit of insecurity and you can press that broadcast button, and just know your first one is going to be an utter train wreck. My first one, Amy, was yours. My first Periscope was a train wreck. Horrible. Was yours?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think that's really great advice.
If you go in knowing that, then you're going to be okay.
Exactly. Good advice. Well, Carissa, thank you so much for being here today and sharing all your awesome knowledge about Periscope.
Absolutely.
And I will be sure to get all of your contact info up in my show notes at mycreativebizcoach.com, as well as a link to your free offer, your Designing Photography for Your Brand. It's a guide.
Yes.
And I will have that up as well for you. So thank you so much for being here today, Carissa. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. It was a blast to hang out with you, Amy. Thanks for having me.
Carissa, I hope that you all enjoyed today's program, and I hope that you will tune in again on March 14th as I chat with Spencer Lum. And if you have any topics that you would like to hear covered on the show, please feel free to email me, amy@mycreativebizcoach.com, or you can also hit me up through Twitter. And like I said, I will get Carissa's information up in the show notes, and you can start following her on Periscope. And I hope that you will be inspired to grow your business and make more money doing what you love. I look forward to sharing this journey with you. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed the show, and have an awesome day, everyone. Thank you.